T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Such a serious thing, the alleged rape aboard that SEPTA train, where more details are filtering out. I told you what I'm told by police sources. But we have the guy in charge of all that, and he has been for some time. Thomas Nestle III is the SEPTA police chief, and he is amenable to talking to the media over the years, and I certainly appreciate that. He joins us here in the Dom Giordano Show on Talk Radio 1210. Tom, welcome back. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, Dom. Good afternoon. Thanks for having me on.
Well, you made the point, and I'll let you put it in your own words, that we want people, then I'll give you the rejoinder of what some people are saying about why they don't call 911, Tom. Tell us what you said about when should you take an action and do that if you're on a SEPTA train or anywhere, I think you'd say.
Yeah, if you can't identify that an incident is a criminal incident, anything that is inappropriate, something that you wouldn't want your child to see, should be something that you report to the police and let the police investigate.
All right. Now, the counter, I'm looking at an article from the American Conservative, which I think this goes way too far, but I'm being beaten up on Twitter for saying that. Headline, the end result of Karen panic. Every time it happens, when you call 911 and someone gets their life ruined, Tom, that's another warning to people in their mind, don't call 911. You might be accused of a lot of things by doing that.
Yeah, I mean, there is certainly a counterculture to notifying the police about things that are occurring. But, you don't have to stay there. The police can stop the person or make observations, which is what our officers do, make observations independent of that call so that the person who reports it isn't even exposed. I mean, yesterday we had an incident where someone saw a person watching child pornography on a train. We don't expose the person that reported that information. We stop the individual, talk to them, and further investigation will occur without any danger of the person who's providing us with the information of being exposed.
Tom, what can you tell us now, the way you put it, or Leslie did, I'm not sure which person said this, Thomas, that they pointed their phones toward what was happening with the alleged rape. Does that mean we know that they were taping it?
No, we don't. It's the video element of watching somebody. We were watching to see if anybody put a phone up to their ear indicating that they might be calling 911. And instead, what we saw was people holding their phone up as if they were recording or taking pictures. I don't know for sure that's what was occurring, but it certainly looks like it was.
Have you interviewed any of these people yet?
No. We had no witnesses. Luckily for us, we have the video. But we also have Officer Buck and Officer Shalero, who intercepted that train and actually caught him in the act committing this rape. So,
And we have a SEPTA employee, Tom Nestle, I think, who observed some of this as the train at some point, and he's the one that actually did something here. So all the way around. Here's the thing with those two SEPTA cops. The train stops, they're getting on board, and this guy still is engaged in this, at least according to news reports, right? Even with the cops There's like no sense of anything going on here.
Yeah, he was on top of our victim and committing the assault when they entered the train.
How many people can you tell us approximately probably had knowledge of this scene, whatever knowledge they had? How many people were there?
Well, it was a trip from one end to the other, and during various points of time, there was activity that might not have drawn the attention of riders. But then there were times where the actions of the suspect were definitely something that people noticed and didn't report. So, I mean, there could have been as many as 10 people who actually saw some part of the attack on this rider.
What do you make of it? If you can speculate, if you can, I respect you and your office, Thomas Nestle. So, but what do you make of it? What's the sense of when the officers came on board, no one said anything and they cleared out, that no one even would call 911? I mean, with 10 people there, you would think there'd be strength in numbers. You could at least go into another train or go away from him and call 911.
This incident is certainly very disappointing, aggravating, you know, makes me angry and other people angry. But Tom, we've had other incidents that have occurred on the system where fellow riders immediately call or they step in. And I don't recommend people stepping in, but I certainly do ask that they call or use the SEPTA Transit Watch app, because you can covertly text with our dispatchers and remain anonymous.
Are there cameras on there, first of all, Tom, on all SEPTA trains on this Market L? And if that's the case, wasn't anybody seeing what was going on there?
Yeah, there are 28,000 cameras throughout the system. There are cameras on the trains, but some of the cameras are archive video. They don't have the technology to allow live viewing. So on this particular train, we didn't have the opportunity to watch incidents live.
So I guess in the next budget go round or whatever, that would be a high priority for you.
Oh yeah, we're always looking to stay on the tip of the technology improvements, and we're putting up a virtual patrol element, hiring retired and injured police officers to watch cameras and help us intervene in incidents before they become horrible.
We're talking with SEPTA Police Chief Tom Nestle here. Now, my producer wanted to know why no officer on the train, and I saw some commentary. How many SEPTA police are there right now? And is it something like at least late night, this was after 10 o'clock, to have a cop on a long train ride like that going car to car?
Yeah, it's just not realistic to think that we're going to be able to put a police officer on every train. What we do is we use our data and reported information from our customers and our riders, reported crime, and we pick those locations where the need for police is most likely to occur. We have random patrols on trains. We didn't have one on this particular train.
Tom, a parting question for you here is this, and I know how difficult this is, the homeless, right? And we want people not to be homeless, of course. This guy was allegedly known to everybody. I think that's a real problem. I see it at the train station where we are in Center City and various places along SEPTA. Are you under federal orders, city orders, something like that, where there's a limited amount you can do to people just hanging around? And not everyone's a menace, but some people are, and they act on things like this. And this guy apparently is homeless.
Yeah, listen, we are trying to manage the folks that are addicted to drugs, which is a huge number of people now, the mentally ill, those suffering from poverty who don't have a place to live. I mean, there is a pretty big cadre of folks that are now in this vulnerable population cohort, and the legality of of removing them and arresting them has certainly changed over the past decade. It is a challenge for us. We have been able to work out an arrangement with the district attorney's office to prosecute repeat offenders. So that's been helpful for us. But, we're trying to adapt to the way things are changing.
Hey, kudos to you if this is still going on. I have a memory of the institutional memory, Tom. And I remember when SEPTA cops had a higher thing as far as running, chasing, stuff like that, than did other police forces. It came up because somebody wanted to diminish those standards. I think it was a big lawsuit around SEPTA, and you guys had pretty high standards.
Yeah, that's true, Don. That predated me. There was a federal lawsuit, a discrimination lawsuit regarding that, and SEPTA won. But now SEPTA uses the state mandated regulations on the physical requirements for hire. So we use the same standard that every other police department in the Commonwealth uses.
That's a shame to me. I always like the cut above. That was good stuff. Hey, Tom, thank you very, very much. You're welcome anytime something develops around this. Thank you for coming on today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, Tom.
All right, Thomas Nestor III, the SEPTA police chief here. Now, let me, I've been waiting, because I'm getting roasted, Dan, by a few people on Twitter. I linked to this article at American Conservative saying the reason why a lot of people essentially on this train did not call 911, did not do it, is because we're calling too many people Karen. And the woman who wrote this piece says, should we be surprised that no one called 911 when again and again in the last 18 months, ordinary citizens have had their lives ruined for doing just that? Now, that's disingenuous. Let's take any incident you want. And it's more than just calling 911. It's the throwing your weight around. At times, there have been racial battles. Is that really what happened here? Do you really want to die on that hill? When you just heard the police chief say there were 10 people there, Dan, now we kind of got that established. And also, several, the way he put it, pointing their cameras. I don't know that we're ever going to get to the bottom of that, taping it. Those are the people I want to go after, too. I'm told by some of my police sources that they're unsure of the identity of this guy. There might be DNA testing going on. And I wanted to know, the first question I look at something like this all the time, is this guy here legally? That's an open question. In fact, I'm kind of doubtful about that. And you heard what he just said, Nestor, about dealing with the homeless, about trying to allow other people, a lot of people in Center City use these trains, or this woman in this situation. You have people hanging around like this guy, enough of them, and they're going to be problems. People begging, very aggressive panhandling and the like. They have no right to do this, in my view. But Philadelphia seems to think they do. I'm not sure about Upper Darby with Mayor Barbara Ann out there, what she thinks. Dan, any observation after hearing Tom Nestor? And thanks for getting him on.
No, I'm happy that he answered the questions that we had. And I'm with you. I'm with you 100% on this, Tom.
All right, so 855-839-1210. Now there's more meat on the bone. We have more of this. See, I think that I thought they had a pretty big budget that we ought to be seeing on the cameras. Dan was asking me that. Why was no one monitoring it? Why are some of them archived? Particularly, I don't know if you can do anything late at night or what. There's got to be.
I mean, those are the things that should have been asked first by reporters, in my opinion, because the immediate questions I had is, why isn't there a cop on the train? And two, why isn't anybody watching the cameras? Because
they have
the cameras, you know.
And, having the camera there and watching it, look, I don't like 28,000 cameras either, as he said. But with this, I could put up with it, given the danger, given you can only have so many cops, given people are hanging around these places up to no good. Given you have some women, I'll be sexist here, traveling by themselves like this woman. And I got this scorching email yesterday, Dan, saying how dare you. It was a guy, too. How sexist and some other backward thing for saying, you mean to say it wouldn't kick in with these guys to stop this guy? I'd love to see that tape. I think, you can not show the identity of the rape victim, but we ought to see these people standing there with their phones taping this. That's what they were doing. So stop with the crazy excuses. Well, what do you expect us to do? If you call 911, you're going to be accused of being a racist or a Karen or something else. It depends on how you go about this. They could have hit aboard the train, the panic button, so to speak. That could have done something. But this went on for quite a while, with up to 10 men, as he said, or 10 people there, not engaging this guy. Is he that frightening? He doesn't look it to me.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.